Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, HealthLock.com. Go there today. Hey, what if your home's title, which is the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, that's called home title theft, and criminals all over the world can find your home's title online, and then they'll forge your signature, they'll take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, how do you know some criminal's not taking over the title to your home? You can find out with sign up at HomeTitleLock.com and use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N.
Secretary, what is the United States border policy?
You know what our policy is? Our policy is to enforce the law.
I think that Democrats, if the election is about who is the most extreme, then they're going to win. If it is a referendum on the president, they will lose, and they know that.
With a straight face, Kevin McCarthy says the MAGA Republic is going to restore faith in our elections. As we say in my faith, bless me, Father, for I have sinned.
Joe, Kamala, Chuck, Nancy, let's send them all a nice message on November the 8th.
What?
Get out and vote.
Every vote counts.
It's only 40 days until Election Day.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
Sean Hannity Show. More behind the scenes information on breaking news and more bold, inspired solutions for America. Coming up next, our final news roundup and information overload hour.
All right, news roundup, information overload hour. Sean Hannity Show, toll free 800-941. Sean, if you want to be a part of the program, well, you know, we've talked a lot about the Senate race in Pennsylvania, and we're beginning now to follow these gubernatorial races. We had Carrie Lake on, who's going to make a great governor, I think, in the great state of Arizona. We know that some of these gubernatorial races are going to be tough, but they're very, very important. There's no more important state than the state of Pennsylvania. Crime is out of control. We had the recent raid of Mark Huck and his family to talk about. Doug Mastriano is the Republican candidate for governor there, and that gubernatorial race, according to every poll now, is tightening and very, very close. If you look at crime statistics, it is out of control. You saw the recent incident with Wawa, and the attorney general, Democratic candidate for governor, Shapiro. We have all the evidence in the world to arrest the people that went into this Wawa, and he hasn't lifted a finger, not a single finger. You know, we have around Philly in that area, 60% increase in homicides under this AG, and he's done nothing. When is he ever going to get asked any question by the media mob? He hasn't been asked a single question that I've heard. Listen to this news report out of Pittsburgh and Philly.
Emotions running high after five Roxborough High School football players are shot outside the school this afternoon. Investigators say two gunmen fired more than 70 shots as three teams walked away from a scrimmage. They say a 14-year-old from Saul High School, but on the Roxborough football team, was shot to death.
So there's a family today that their son won't make it home today.
An incredibly violent first weekend of fall in Philadelphia. Two people are dead and at least 20 others shot, including a two-year-old boy. He was shot once in the back.
Death and violence washed through neighborhoods across the city. It started Friday night in Kensington, where an 18-year-old was killed and what police called a robbery gone bad.
Tonight, police trying to find the gunman who sparked what investigators are calling a massive shootout in South Philadelphia. A shooter can be seen running up to Raheem Hargis and Vincent Jackson, both 36 years old, and firing at them as they were both on the ground. Hargis' widow spoke about discovering her husband had been shot.
I just kept screaming where my husband at. And when his sister came out his grandmother's door, he was laying on the ground. And the cops picked him up and put him in the cop car.
Police confirming both victims were pronounced dead later that evening at a local hospital. Two men in their 20s are in critical condition.
Gunfire rings out late at night, hundreds scattering for safety. Police and EMS rushing to the scene to keep order, helping the injured and searching for the suspects.
Pittsburgh police are investigating several shots fired overnight on the south side. This was the scene. It was around 1 o'clock this morning at 18th and East Carson. Police found bullet casings at that scene. Two vehicles they found had been hit. No indication of any people being hit by the gunfire. Officers detained three people at the scene for obstruction, but they were all released.
Unbelievable. Doug Mastriano just put out this ad. Let's listen to this.
God has blessed our state with great resources underneath our feet. So the first thing here is opening up our energy sector. On day one, on 17 January next year, we're going to be out of the regional greenhouse gas initiative. Day one, it's done. It's over. We're going to open up our energy reserves here and bring prosperity to our state like you've never seen before. All executive orders and restrictions that destroy businesses and infringe on your freedoms will end on day one. I'll roll back the regulations to get government off your backs, out of your wallets. Right now in Pennsylvania, we have 153,000 state regulations. I will hold state officials accountable for enforcing the law and prosecuting crimes. I will have the backs of our men and women in uniform, our first responders and police and law enforcement. Under Mastriano, critical race theory will be done on day one. There'll be no more jabs for jobs. In other words, your livelihood will not depend on a government-mandated vaccine. And under Mastriano, we will ensure that Pennsylvania elections are free and fair. We're going to bring freedom and safety back to Pennsylvania, not just for Republicans, but for all men and women in our state.
Wow, that's a positive message. Doug Mastriano, Republican candidate for governor in the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, joins us now. Sir, welcome back to the program. How are you?
Sean, it's great to be back with you. But under these circumstances, we have lawlessness and out-of-control crime. I mean, it's just incredible that Attorney General Shapiro is not disqualified for running for office because, as you said, crime has gone up 40% on his watch. We've seen a skyrocketing fentanyl.
Homicides up 60% in Philly and its surrounding areas.
And the areas that may, of course, the Mayfair district in Northeast Philly is normally a safe area. And where the shooting happened at the football game is not the wild, wild west either. But now it's expanding out because there's no accountability. Criminals are walking the street. Josh Shapiro has been part of a gimmick by Governor Wolf to release about 8,000 criminals. So there's no responsibility, accountability. You're doing a crime and not doing the time.
Yeah, let's talk a little bit about this race. Now it's been tightening quite a bit. And look, Pennsylvania is always a tough race for any Republican to win statewide, but I can't think of a better time for the people of Pennsylvania. You got two extremists, one running for the Senate, Fetterman, you know, the trust fund brat that never worked a day in his life, that wants a moratorium on fracking, no restrictions on abortion. This guy that just is the biggest phony I've ever seen in politics in a hoodie. And then you got Shapiro. Now, when the Wawa was recently ransacked by like 100 people, I saw the videotape. I played the videotape on my own TV show. And sure enough, we can see people's faces. And yet, has he lifted a finger to arrest any one of the people that invaded that Wawa and destroyed the place?
No arrests have been made. He won't do it. He's done nothing as our attorney general for 6 years. You cited some of the statistics there. I mean, the guy's a complete failure. All he cares about is his own political ambition. He never has completed a job. He's always moved on. He's got something else bigger he wants to shoot for, but leaving a mess behind. And the stark is choice. And you're right. All the polls, all the reliable polls, Trafalgar, Emerson College, and Barris, they all have us neck and neck and even tied in some of the polls. So we can pull this off. And I'm running on my own record here as a retired Army colonel. You know, I fought against the mandates to shut down the course in 2020, and now standing for a rebirth of freedom. Shapiro is the opposite. We're at a crossroads in Pennsylvania between the continuation of tyranny under Wolf vis-a-vis Shapiro, or liberty under Mastriano.
Now, a lot of people have been trying to say if Doug Mastriano becomes governor, he will outlaw abortion in Pennsylvania, and I know for a fact that that is not true.
Yeah, that is absolutely not true. I'd ask people to read the first page of the Supreme Court decision for the Dobbs case in June, and it lays out exactly who gets to decide of the future of abortion in Pennsylvania. It says in that Supreme Court decision, it's up to the people and the people's representatives to decide on life and abortion now. The people of Pennsylvania will decide upon exceptions. They will decide upon when. And the governor has no say in that, other either signing it into law or vetoing it. But it's up to the people.
So you, whatever the legislature decides, you will abide by what the people decide. That's what you're telling the people of Pennsylvania.
That's what I fought for in the Army, and that's going to happen as governor.
So in other words, you're really fighting for freedom. Freedom, what do the people of Pennsylvania want on this issue? I happen to love the initiative and referendum process. I wish we had more of it in this country. But basically, that's what you're saying you're going to abide by. I like that, because that's an issue that I think should be decided by the people in individual states. If I had to guess, most states will probably fall into the area where the Dobbs case was, which is around 15 weeks. But I noticed that they've been running ads saying just the opposite about you. And this is now a phenomenon in every gubernatorial race and every senatorial race. And that is tens of millions of dollars, negative ads, lying about Republican candidates. Where's this money coming from?
And that's just it. You know, I'll note that the left-wing media is scouring through my records. And we just turned in our report, 2,500 pages, mostly small donor dollars, you know, $5 here, $100 there. So they're straining for a gnat for me. But for Shapiro, about $30 million is poured in from around the nation, from all these dark, sinister groups. And with Sean, the funny thing is, the ironic thing is, he's run all these ads, and we try to actually, since he's been running these ads, the race has gotten closer and tighter. And that's very interesting to me. You know, as an outlier here, the media on the left is saying that of course, the Dobbs decision is going to get out the vote on the abortion issue. I was believing that until I saw our March for Life this past Monday. We had about 5,000 or 6,000 people show up. That was amazing. The next day, the Planned Parenthood had their rally, and only 65 came out. I'm kind of wondering, where is this movement on the left? I think the wind is behind our backs, actually.
Well, I think a lot of people are more concerned about law and order, safety, security, about the high price of gasoline, about record high inflation, about having input in terms of age-appropriate material that is being taught to their kids. I think parents want the basics in education, reading, writing, math, science, history and computers. I think they're sick and tired of agenda-driven education. So I think all of that is more relevant to people when they're going to be going to the polls in just 40 days, although there is early voting going on right now in Pennsylvania.
And you're absolutely right. So when you can't safely go to a football game without wondering if you're going to get shot, that's the problem here. You know, my opponent, Josh Shapiro, as you rightly said, he's been on the wrong side of all these issues. You know, this time last year, he did an amicus filing suit against the people of Virginia to have boys in a girl's bathroom. And you remember, this time last year, a girl was raped. This time last year, the dad found out the school board tried to cover it up. And Josh Shapiro was part of this. And he came out and handcuffed at the school board meeting for being upset. I mean, that's the kind of life we're having in Pennsylvania. Shapiro sued to keep your kids in mass. He sued to keep business shut down. And then he went after the Little Sisters of the Poor. He sued them over a religious issue to the Supreme Court, which, of course, they won. But he's on the wrong side of the issue. Instead of doing his job in Pennsylvania, are you safer? Are you better off after 6 years, Shapiro? No, you're far worse off. It's time for a change, and it's Doug Mastriano.
Let's talk about debates. I know Fetterman is I don't think he's capable of debating. He wants a teleprompter when he debates and closed caption. And I guess that's going to happen. The problem is he wants it, October 25th. No Democrat is willingly debating. Has Shapiro agreed to debates with you?
He absolutely has not. And I even offered Shapiro, he could bring the great Donna Brazile with him. She can leak the questions to him in advance, as long as I can bring my own moderator then. And I'll even do a Stephen Douglas Lincoln style debate with him with no moderator. But he absolutely refused. I've made three honest, sincere offers to him. He's declined each time. He's not used
and
to
it. And what's the reason for that? That's so unfair. First of all, that's unfair to the people of Pennsylvania. Whether you're Republican, Democrat, liberal, conservative, it doesn't matter. Every candidate should stand before the people and have an open debate, a free exchange of ideas with their opponent. It's good for the people to see the contrast in ideas. They don't want that. No Democrat that's running for Senate or for governor wants that in this election year.
You know, it's part of a greater pattern, I think. You know, his excuses are all lame. He's just chicken. He saw me in the primary debate, you know, and I'll run circles around him. You know, on the other side here, it's the same thing in Arizona. You know, Hobb doesn't want to debate Lake, and my friend in Maryland, Dan Cox, his opponent, doesn't want to debate him. So we see these talking points. Call your adversaries, of course, extremists, supremacists, and then run from a debate from them. And that's exactly what Josh Shapiro is. He's too chicken to stand eyeball to eyeball with me.
The problem is, it's unfair to people, and they don't get to see the contrast. Quick break, right back. More with Pennsylvania gubernatorial candidate Doug Mastriano is with us. 800-941-SHAWN is our number if you want to be a part of the program. I've told you about this great company, Henry Repeating Arms. I mean, they have the best customer service of any company I've ever dealt with. The owner, Anthony, will give you his personal guarantee. You're going to love Henry Repeating Arms products. You're going to love your Henry. Now, they have a broad range of firearms, both rimfire, centerfire, calibers, 200 models to choose from. What I love is the variety of finishes they have. They're so unique. They have great collectibles, which is what I love, great configurations. They have something for everybody. If you're a hunter, if you're a collector, if you're an outdoorsman, if you need something for home defense, you're going to love your Henry. The quality of craftsmanship is second to none. Your Henry will be accurate out of the box. It's reliable, it's affordable, and it's made in America, or it's not made at all. That's just the way they roll. By the way, it's the 25th anniversary, and they are, in honor of that, giving away $1 million through their Guns for Great Causes charitable arm to many, many great charities. Anyway, you're going to love your Henry. Go to their website. It's henryusa.com. You get a free catalog, you get free decals, and you get a list of dealers where you live. Simple. Go to henryusa.com, free catalog, free decals, and a list of dealers where you are. And you will love your Henry, and you'll probably want more like I have.
The truth, the whole truth, and nothing but. Sean Hannity's on right now.
With everything going on in the world today, the war, the inflation, the geopolitical tensions, $33 trillion in national debt, it's no wonder people are looking to diversify their savings with gold and silver. But who does Sean Hannity choose for his gold and silver? None other than the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner with over 5,000 five-star reviews, and they've helped thousands of Americans place over $2 billion in gold and silver. They're Sean Hannity's top choice. And right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver for Sean Hannity listeners. But it's first come, first served, and only while supplies last. So don't wait. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD to learn how you could get started today. Tell them Hannity sent you and see if you qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver. Call Goldco at 855-815-GOLD. That's 855-815-GOLD.
All right, when is the last time you checked the legal title to your home? Now, what if your home's title, that's the legal document that proves you own your home, is in some criminal's name? Well, if it is, that's called home title theft. Everybody's home title is online, and we have criminals all over the world that will forge your signature, and basically it's a race against time to stop them before they take out loans against your home, or even worse, sell your home. Now, my partners at Home Title Lock, they demonstrated how criminals can do it. Now, they found the title to Linda's home online, forged her signature, stating that she sold them her home when she did not. Now, some criminal was now the owner, and that's the reality. So how do you know some criminal hasn't taken over the title to your home? Well, you can find out for free with sign up when you use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, and go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean, and your first 30 days of protection are free. Do it today, HomeTitleLock.com, promo code Sean. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider.
Joe Biden wants you taxed to the brink, under the thumb of the IRS, and controlled with a digital dollar. That's why thousands of hardworking, patriotic Americans are opting out by diversifying their savings with precious metals like gold and silver. And guess what? Sean Hannity is doing the same. He's been purchasing precious metals like gold and silver from the top-rated company, Goldco. Goldco is a 7-time Inc. 5000 winner, number one rated gold IRA company with over 5,000 five-star reviews. And they've placed over $2 billion in precious metal sales for people just like you. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. That's right, up to $10,000 in bonus silver, but only while supplies last. So if you're looking to diversify your savings, visit HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. You may qualify for up to $10,000 in bonus silver, so don't wait. Go to HannityGold.com. HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com.
Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to think, oh, I'm covered, no worries at all. Well, not so fast. Remember, your out-of-pocket cost, that's not covered by insurance. Now, that can be a lot of money for you and your family, but how do you know that you're not being overbilled? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills contain errors. Now, unless you're a billing expert, how do you possibly know that your medical bills are accurate? HealthLock, they can help. HealthLock is a healthcare technology company that securely connects with your insurance. That means when your medical claims come in, well, HealthLock technology reviews the claims for errors like overbilling, wrong codes, and fraud. And HealthLock makes it easy to find and fix any hidden errors so you only pay what you owe. And you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over, get this, $130 million. Bottom line is, insurance alone is not enough. Now, to save, just go to healthlock.com. That's one word, healthlock.com. Do it today before you see another healthcare provider. Hey, Sean Hannity here. Now, you've heard me talking about Byrna, BYRNA, and their pistol. It is a less lethal pistol, in this case, that you can rely on if you're ever in a situation where you need protection. Their pistol fires powerful deterrents like tear gas and kinetic ammo. And listen to the story from Marvin, a Special Forces vet. And Marvin fired his Byrna from 40 feet away as three unwanted people tried to enter his home. All three went down for 30 minutes, enough time for the police to arrive and for him to get to safety. Now, he said using a Byrna was no problem for him. And he simplifies it by saying you buy a car, you need car insurance. If you've got a life, you need life insurance, and Byrna is it. Now, government agencies, police departments now across the country, they are now relying on the non-lethal option of Byrna. Now, Byrna is proudly American. They can ship directly to your home. Go to Byrna, watch their videos, Byrna, BYRNA.com/Hannity. You'll get 10% off any purchase, BYRNA.com/Hannity. All right, more with Doug Mastriano, Republican gubernatorial candidate from the great Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So what are the dynamics? How does this change? In other words, how do you get your message out when all this liberal money, dark money, as they call it, coming into the state of Pennsylvania? And how do you overcome what is nothing but, you know, lies and smears and slander in these ads?
It's a multi-pronged approach. And, you know, first, of course, is honestly take the message to the people. We've spent the entire week on a bus tour of the north central part of the state, not too far from the New York upstate border. And we've come and we've had massive crowds, you know, more people showing up in the middle of these rural counties than Josh Shapiro got out as the kickoff campaign rally, you know, a couple months ago. So take it to the people, number one. Number two, of course, I can circumvent some of the stuff by messaging on social media, by word of mouth. We have this massive team of volunteers. And so, John, this is the first real grassroots campaign that people see in Pennsylvania. I mean, people are impressed by what we see. We see, you know, and we're down in the southeast with Rick Santorum a couple weeks ago down in Delaware County. And on a work night, we had 500 people come out. Just the enthusiasm was incredible. And we had, of course, with Ron DeSantis in Pittsburgh last month, about 2,000 came out in the middle of a work day. You know, Republicans work for a living, so it's kind of hard to get people to come out. So this enthusiasm and energy, we're asking the people to spread the word now to their friends and neighbors and get out the vote kind of that way.
You've been very outspoken in this case of Mark Huck and abuse of power, weaponization of justice. What's your position on it?
I think it's a gross miscarriage of justice. I think it's horrific that the Department of Justice had been weaponized. Shawnee and I was in the Army, and I helped put together target packages of high-value targets of individuals in Afghanistan that were known insurgents. We could defend it in the World Court in The Hague. And that's the kind of thing, which you see 30 agents and 15 vehicles. So that's what we call the night raid. And this is unconscionable. They're doing this against American citizens. It should have been discreetly handled. You already covered how a lower court already threw out this misdemeanor, possibly. But this was designed to send a message. You know, Merrick Garland has weaponized the DOJ, which Joe Biden said outside of Independence Hall last month. He meant it.
It's pretty scary. Unless you were watching on fake news, CNN, they decided to take the deep, dark red and the MAGA Republicans speech and the demonization of half the country speech and turn it into a pretty little pink. So it looked all innocent and nice. But this is a critical race. These gubernatorial races are just as important as the Senate races we've spent a lot of time on. I urge everybody in Pennsylvania, Doug Mastriano for governor. They got Oz for Senate because they're running against two real radical leftist extremists. Yeah. Thank you, sir, for being with us. Hopefully look forward to having you on TV as well. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, sir. God bless you.
The one thing you can always count on. Sean Hannity is back on the radio.
All right, 25 now to the top of the hour, 800-941-SEAN, if you want to be a part of the program. If you don't have friends that live in Southwest Florida, like Naples or Fort Myers or Sarasota and other parts of Florida, sending you images of the damage, the destruction, the flooding. I mean, it is beyond description. I cannot accurately even describe it for you. We'll show you on TV tonight, but it's that bad. Here's Ron DeSantis calling this Hurricane Ian, you know, the flooding from it, a 500-year event. I seen it with my own eyes. It is mind-numbing. Listen.
Right now, if you look in Central Florida, you're looking at potential major flooding in Orange and Seminole counties, St. John's River, all the way up potentially into Northeast Florida and Jacksonville. The amount of water that's been rising and will likely continue to rise today, even as the storm is passing, is basically a 500-year flood event. And I know Seminole County has done evacuations. I know they've opened shelters, but we're going to see a lot of images about the destruction that was done in Southwest Florida, and obviously we have massive assets there. But people should just understand this storm is having broad impacts across the state, and some of the flooding you're going to see in areas hundreds of miles from where this made landfall are going to set records. And that's going to obviously be things that that will need to be responded to.
All right, joining us now, Joe Bastardi, official meteorologist of the Sean Hannity Show, weatherbell.com, author of the book, by the way, The Weaponization of Weather in This Phony Climate War. So I've been looking at images from the coastal regions, but we also have in the center of the state, Central Florida, they have flooding issues as well. How bad is it from what you've seen?
Well, it's very bad. And again, we sort of got caught, believe it or not, a little bit of a break in that it got to the coast and is moving out to sea 6 to 8 hours quicker than what it looked like yesterday morning and even yesterday afternoon when I talked to you. But it did not prevent those repeating bands from rotating right over that area of the state. And again, I want to point out, folks, that like Harvey, remember what happened with Harvey? If you look at the upper air map with Harvey, there was a trough of low pressure over Texas that caught the storm. Same thing. I'm looking at the upper air weather pattern right now. It looks just like Harvey, except shifted east over Florida. And what happens is when you get this influx of a little bit cooler air into a tropical system, you get enhancement of the condensation rates. So the rain's a little bit more widespread. And notice it's north and west of the path. All right. We see that a lot with the big East Coast hurricanes. There's a lot of rain to the west of the path because of that cooling aloft. So we want to make sure people understand what happened here. You've got, it's not just, oh, there was a big hurricane that came in. There was a strong abnormal cool trough of low pressure that got down into the southeast. And of course, you see the result of that with how cool it is in the northeast. And it, that pattern still has one more blow to deliver because the winds, you got low pressure over Florida in the form of the hurricane, big high pressure over the northeast. The winds are already cranking 50 to 60 miles an hour from the Florida coast all the way off the South Carolina coast. That's bringing water back into the coastal areas as the hurricane comes northward. Governor DeSantis outlined the problem on the St. Johns River we were talking about yesterday, all this extreme rain falling in the headwaters of it, and then it flows back north toward where the water is coming in to Jacksonville and the mouth of the St. John River. So it's a very, very complex situation, many moving parts, but the next area of concern, especially the highest area of concern, is South Carolina now, because this storm is going to be hitting tomorrow afternoon.
So it's a tropical storm now, but it will be a hurricane when it comes into South Carolina. In other words, it's going a little bit out to sea. It's going to gain some strength. It'll hit the coast of South Carolina hard as a, do you have any idea, Cat 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 hurricane?
It's not going to be the extent of what it was in Florida. It'll be a Cat 1, but again, you have other circumstances that are compounding the situation to add to the situation for South Carolina. For instance, a parallel storm might be considered to be David in 1979, but the problem was there wasn't 2 days of easterly winds gusting to 50 miles an hour driving water back in front of David. So the fact is that the storm has other factors which will make it a very serious storm for South Carolina. It's a serious storm for Georgia, but now that it's a day later, we can see more where it's going to go, and I think it's going inland around Charleston. I'm not sure yet if it's east or west. I'm beginning to think it's a tad bit to the east of Charleston, but that's still a major storm because the water is already backing up in there.
You mentioned earlier you might have as high as 9-foot storm surging going on. Wouldn't that flood downtown Charleston?
Well, I don't know if the 9-foot. I'm looking at Charleston right now. The battery's 2 to 3 feet above average right now, so I'm trying to monitor that. But someplace along that coast, now the National Hurricane Center up their forecast from 3 to 5 to 4 to 7. So I'm just looking at the logistics of the thing. If the storm mounts itself to 80 or 85, then you would have that. I don't think it'll be as bad as Matthew. Matthew had some 13, 14-foot surges in with it along the South Carolina coast. But it's going to be a beast. And the logistical standpoint means that FEMA and the cleanup, we have a double cleanup here, not nearly as bad as Florida. But if Florida hadn't gotten hit, South Carolina, North Carolina, Georgia would have a formidable cleanup in front of them anyway. So it's almost like you have two storms. One, a Category 5 hurricane, 4 hurricane hit Florida, and a couple days later, a Category 1 went into South Carolina. So that's how I look at it.
Wow, unbelievable. So really, the warning's now going out to the people in South Carolina. You better buckle up, especially it's going to hit your coast and hit your coast hard. And it looks like it's headed right towards Charleston, that area, maybe a little Myrtle Beach area as well, I assume.
Myrtle Beach gets a big storm. There's a National Hurricane Center now has hurricane warnings up. So the things that we broke here for you on Hannity, and I want to plug our show and you let me be your weatherman and stuff, that's what it's come to. So, hopefully you've been listening and you're moving along and you're taking this seriously and you understand that kind of situation. And again, the cleanup may be slower than average because of some other issues that are not involved with the weather. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Now we have to tell our friends in South Carolina, please take this seriously. Joe Bastardi, weatherbell.com, official meteorologist of this program. Thank you, sir. You've been very, very helpful all week, and we really appreciate it. We'll update people tomorrow as well.
All right. Thanks, Sean. See you then.
All right. Thanks, my friend. 800-941-SEAN. If you want to be a part of the program, Jay is in North Carolina. Hey, Jay, how are you? Glad you called.
I'm doing outstanding, Sean, and yourself?
I'm good, sir. What can I do for you?
So my brother and I are having a debate about midterm elections and a philosophy that I have in regards to voting versus his philosophy. He is basically going to vote straight party ticket. I typically lean Republican, but the number one thing that I look for is a stand on education. And I guess you could call me a moderate, but I am contemplating on voting for a couple of moderate Democrats instead of the far right wing opponents that are there.
Give me an example, because every Democrat that I know is beholden to the teachers unions. They get tons of money for their campaigns that teachers unions donate. I mean, the teachers unions were so powerful during COVID, they were actually caught at participating in and writing what the way schools would handle COVID during the pandemic. And basically, they wanted lockdowns, shutdowns, and no in-person learning. And they had a lot of influence because of all the money they provide Democrats during elections. So I don't know any Democrat that has distanced themselves from the powerful teachers union that has done a horrific job educating our kids. So which person are you looking at?
So the two in North Carolina that I'm actually looking at are Sherry Beasley and Sidney Bust.
And they're running for what?
Senate.
Well, I would just say this. I can pretty much guarantee you that if North Carolina votes for a Democrat for Senate and Ted Budd does not win that race, I think Ted Budd will win that race. I'm supporting Ted Budd because the Democratic Party in Washington today has become like this radical version of climate alarmism that is so out of touch with mainstream America. You talk about being a moderate. Well, what's moderate about New Green Deal socialism? What's moderate about their policies? Tell me, give me, for example, look at the economy, look at inflation, look at energy prices, look at border policy, look at law and order, defund, dismantle, no bail. Look at the quality of education in our school system. Tell me where you see success among the Democratic Party nationally. Tell me what they've done that impresses you.
No, I absolutely cannot do that. I guess my philosophy is trying to get folks up there that are willing to negotiate and compromise versus being staunch.
Okay, so you really believe that there's going to be, when Chuck Schumer and Joe Biden come calling, you think that this candidate that you support in North Carolina is going to stand their ground and stand up to Joe Biden and these radical policies, stand up to Chuck Schumer and those radical policies? You really believe that?
I cannot say that I believe that. I guess there's a difference between
I would bet every dime I had that it's not going to happen.
Right.
It's not going to happen. Even Joe Manchin caved. The only thing they held back on was the legislative filibuster, which is helpful. But, you know, look. And by the way, what did Joe Manchin get for his efforts? He got a promise for a pipeline that they won't give him.
Right.
You know, look at the Democratic Party today. It's not your parents' Democratic Party. They don't want restrictions on abortion at all. They want a cradle to grave, womb to tomb utopia, which would include, you know, guaranteed government nursery school, pre-K, free college, college forgiveness, guaranteed government job, guaranteed government wage, guaranteed government health care, guaranteed government healthy food, guaranteed retirement. Tell me, name one thing, one agency besides our military, and even they have gone woke. What has government done to instill confidence in you to give them even more power to build themselves out even further? Is there anything you can think of?
To be honest, no, other than people like Manson trying to hold their ground and potentially.
But in the end, did Manson hold his ground?
He did not.
Okay. You just answered your own question. Bud is the guy for North Carolina. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
All right, my friend. God bless you. I appreciate you thinking, though. I do. I understand the sentiment, but there is such a distinct, this is about capitalism versus socialism. This is about liberty and freedom versus authoritarian government control. This is about our constitution, and liberty. And the Democrats are on the other side of every issue. They want higher taxes. They think we're undertaxed, not overtaxed. They want more bureaucracy, not less. They want to intrude into our daily lives. They've removed us from energy independence. That's compromising our national security. It's eliminating high-paying career jobs. It's costing us a fortune to fill our gas tanks. Add to that, it's added to the 40-plus year high of inflation that we have. They've opened up our borders. That's been a disaster. They're defund, dismantle, no bail laws. Well, we see the result in every small town and big city that's adopted these policies around the country. It's been a disaster. On education, there's an article in New York. I think, you know, there's like 30% of kids proficient in math in New York, and we spend $40,000 per kid in New York for public education. Great job. Laura in Texas. Laura, how are you? Glad you called.
I'm good. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you for calling.
I want to make a point and maybe get you to help me understand this. When the president makes a declaration like the pandemic is over, but then his, like, Karine walks it back. I mean, I don't understand how...
Just like twice he had to walk back, he said he would offer military aid to Taiwan when China starts their reunification or invasion efforts. They've walked back a ton of things that Joe says. The worst, I think the worst now is yesterday. Where's Jackie? Let me play it again.
Including bipartisan elected officials like Representative Governor, Senator Braun, Senator Booker, Representative Jackie, are you here? Where's Jackie? I didn't think she was going to be here to help make this a reality.
The Jackie that he's talking about, who's at an event, has to do with Representative Jackie Walorski. He was there to honor her because she died in August. Jackie, where's Jackie? And he forgot. It's scary. These are frightening times. We need this win in 40 days so badly. So the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, they're building their do-good village. It's in Land O'Lakes, Florida. Now, it's a first-of-a-kind community with over 100 homes for program recipients. Now, this is a place where Gold Star families, families of fallen first responders, catastrophically injured heroes could all live together with neighbors that understand, and a place where children of these families will grow up together. And guess what? Help heal together. The foundation is on their mission to do good for these families, and this do-good village is going to help beyond measure. And it's all thanks to an extraordinary donation of many acres of land and, of course, your generosity. So we can all help America's greatest heroes and their families heal together and hopefully make the Do Good Village the first of many communities like it across the country. Now, with every mortgage-free home, the foundation is making good on their promise to do good and never forget the sacrifices that our heroes have made for our country and our communities. They're asking all of us, yep, I'm involved too, including me, if you can donate $11 a month to the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. I know they're tough economic times. Maybe you get Starbucks. Maybe you don't get it, you know, 2 days in the course of a month. There's your $11. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
Radio show you don't want to miss. Sean Hannity is on right now.
All right, that's going to wrap things up for today. Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern, the aftermath of what has happened in Fort Myers, Naples, Sarasota, those areas, and the rest of Florida as the search and rescue efforts go forward. And, of course, the rebuilding efforts. We'll talk about the midterms, 40 days away from these important midterm elections. Geraldo, Charlie Hurt, Newt Gingrich, Congresswoman Elise Stefanik, and much more. 9 Eastern. We'll see you tonight. Back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
Ronald Reagan cut taxes, cut government spending, and gave us peace through strength. Now you can celebrate this great president with a limited-run, half-ounce silver coin from the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. All qualified listeners who visit HannityGold.com this week will get a free Ronald Reagan half-ounce silver coin. So go to HannityGold.com and get yours free while supplies last. That's HannityGold.com.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
to the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.